Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a good time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Spend some time in His presence and lifting our voices and our faith and our praise with other saints. Let's praise Him together now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. We've come to you many years with these broadcasts, and we never get tired of doing them. And we trust that you never get tired of listening and worshiping with us. If it's convenient and can, I hope that you're inviting someone to worship with you from time to time and letting them know that we are here. And if the radio time is inconvenient, our website is available all the time and the broadcasts are there. Later on in the broadcast, I'll give you that contact information and tell you about the website, the Lord permitting. Well, to begin this service, the Word of God for today comes to us from Matthew 28, 18 and 19. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, let's take the celebration hymnal today. We're going to page 602. Sing along with us on I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Isn't that a great decision? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, across before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus, will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. And in John 12:26, he says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Well, thank you for praying for us. My voice is still raspy today from a head cold, but if you'll bear with me, I want to worship and praise the Lord with you today. Let's have a time of prayer in the name of the Lord. Going to John 1:14 is our precious promise that we always read before we pray. And he said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I was talking to someone recently, a new Christian, and they were talking about reading the Bible. And I said, well, a good place for you to start if you're new in the service of the Lord and you're not experienced any more than you are, the great place for you to start is John. Read the book of St. John. It's a great scripture. It's a great book. It's anointed. It's penned by holy men of old as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. And read the book of John. It's good for anyone, especially a new saint of God. For the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You can't get any better than that. Father in heaven, we thank you today for the flesh that dwelt among us. We're thankful today, Lord, that we beheld the glory of the Father displayed in you, knowing, Lord, that in you dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Lord, we're glad for the grace and the truth, the grace that teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And we're thankful for the truth, Lord, where you said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And we know, Lord, that your word is truth. We're so thankful, Lord, because we can examine just a few words in a shorter verse. And Lord, we can get so much life-giving and life-sustaining substance from the Word of God, even in a short passage. Use this service today to touch some heart. Let the Word of God and the songs and the prayers touch someone today. May it be a day, Lord, when you use this service to speak to someone that needs to be saved. Most of all, Lord, it's our desire that no one be lost. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. Lord, we pray you'll use this service today for your glory. Be with each one that's with us today, each one that's praying now. I pray you'll undertake, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hear and answer every prayer and meet every need. We'll commit them all to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us.
Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Hallelujah. Well, make that a part of your prayer today, asking the Lord to sweep over your soul. I'll give you the contact and website information in just a little while. Since I'm having so much voice problem getting over this head cold, Sister Linda's been so gracious and kind to sing some solos for us. Here's one entitled, Rise and Be Healed. Pray for her as she sings and worship the Lord. Let the song bless your heart.
one doubt come against your mind? Has your faith been sorely tried? Lift up your eyes, here cometh your help. It is Jesus, and for you he has died. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will cleanse and make you whole. If by faith out to him, he will meet your every need. He will respond to the cry of your heart. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will cleanse and make you whole. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will cleanse and make you whole.
What great advice we can give you to rise and be healed in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and we come to you daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And why don't you let us know that you're there? We know that you pray for us, and we thank you so much for that. A card or a letter, a phone call would be nice, or a text. You can always drop a card or a letter to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online and hear the service anytime. And then you can also make contribution with your debit or credit card on the front page. Just click donate and follow the prompts. Well, it's been great to be with you today. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Let's rise and be healed.
Rise.